This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's over, it's final, and the Lakers handle the Suns from start to finish. Anthony Davis went absolutely nuclear in this one, reminding people how great he can be.
AD follow jam and a dunk. Wow. Fouled. He's got 41, and the Lakers are going to beat the Suns wire to wire. What a game for Anthony Davis.
And what a game they needed, Bart Scott. Desperately needed, not just from Anthony Davis.
I'm back.
But a win.
I'm back.
You don't believe it?
I mean, you have one hot game, you're back. I just watched you play three games.
He wasn't hot. He went for 43.
I get it, but come on, man. Who was he going against? The Washington 42. Generals?
42. I'm saying
who was guarding him?
Well, I mean, you know, okay. DeAndre Ayton.
Somebody got to take the shot, but I don't like it.
42, 12, 5, three steals, three blocks. That's a hell of a game in a game you had to win. That felt as must win for the Lakers as you could possibly have. In fact, the rest of this season is probably must win for them.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, and when he says I'm back and he makes that statement, to me, that's him trying to psych himself up to understand that he has to be back, right? Because his confidence in his back, I think is down, right? And what happens, going forward? So I understand that. What I'm saying is, yes, he had a dominant night, right? He is a special top 10 player. We discussed that. But what I'm saying is, when I hear that statement off of one night, that tells me that he's really concerned and he's not as confident in himself and his back and his game after the long layoff from the injuries. So he's trying to psych himself up.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to tell the listeners. This is an athlete that's trying to tell himself and remind himself of who he's supposed to be, that what's on the back of his basketball card that he can play up to. But this isn't a typical season. He hasn't been injured. And Anthony Davis, you know, I think sometimes we don't really speak about, you know, his durability, right, because he's a big man, but – he's missed a lot of time.
When you talk Anthony Davis, that's exactly what you talk. Is he's got all this talent, and the question has always been the durability. Last year in the bubble was he got through it, got all the way to a championship, and was able to do it. And some people thought, well, didn't have to travel, didn't have this, didn't have that.
Or the long break before they resumed.
Absolutely true. So he gets it done there. Now he's trying to get it done without LeBron James for now. Right now, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and let's get into that as we talk in Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Anthony Davis, again, like I said, 42 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. He had a game, okay, that the guy, the likes of Shaq and Kareem have had in big men in Laker history. He also, in back-to-back performances now, 35, 10, and 5. The last time a Laker has done that, I mean, it's something along the lines of what his stat line. I believe it also has to do with the steals and the assists as well, the blocks as well. Mm. You go back to Elgin Baylor in 1969. Like, that's how long it's been since you've had that type of back-to-back performances that great. But you mentioned Anthony Davis and talking about how he says, I'm back. This is him talking about how he's feeling now after dealing with the myriad injuries that have kept him out of the lineup.
I feel good. I'm getting my legs back. I'm getting my rhythm back. I'm getting my steps back on both ends of the floor. So I feel good. I'm getting better each game, getting my wind back each game. So we're heading in the right direction.
Now the Lakers play next, the Knicks. Tomorrow night.
Are we going to see how that back feel tomorrow when he get banged up?
Very physical team, doubt about it.
I got at least 12 fouls for Anthony Davis. 12 hard ones.
I mean, they're going to keep sending bodies at him. They know, if you think about it, again, look at the rest of the group. If there's no LeBron James tomorrow night, you take him out. That's what you got to do. Whatever it is. Or boxing him one. because he doesn't want that physicality.
Yeah, I'm putting some old man strength on him, too. I'm going Randall, and I'm going
Taj Gibson.
I'm going old, high knees. Taj Gibson got a whole bodysuit on with pads on. Like
Scoopy Steve.
What I love about Taj Gibson, when you watch Taj Gibson, like, you know, like when you got an old man and he know he got to build the momentum up, watch his first 5 steps whenever he redirects or runs. It's like he put his head down, then he kind of
takes a minute to get started.
Then he guides up, man. Yo, I want that type of old man strength because it's a pivotal game for both teams.
Oh, it's true. We'll get into the Knicks stuff in a minute because they were also at Staples yesterday and they had themselves a really big win that we'll talk about. But again, as we continue with Straight Talk, more on Anthony Davis because the Lakers still a game back of Portland. They're still in 7th.
Yeah.
But think about it. Portland won on Friday night, and that was the tiebreaker. That was the season series. So really, you're 2 games back.
Yes.
Because you got to get past them, not just with a tie, but past them to get to 6th. Their chances, according to the ESPN BPI, is like 28% to get that 6th seed now. So that's where they are. They do expect a lot of positive talk about LeBron. If you've seen him working out on the side, you feel pretty good about where he's going to be when he does come back. But AD talking about his team right now and how no matter what they're dealing with, they do get a win over the Suns, they've got to stay positive.
I think the positive sign is that, you know, we don't have everyone back. So we're definitely, you know, looking at it from that perspective that we're missing Kuz, missing Diaz, we're missing Bron. We're not at full strength and we're in games. You know, Bron wasn't himself the games that he played, and he's getting back to his old self. And when Diaz comes back and Kuz come back, we're full strength, and we know the team that we can be. So I think we're just staying positive, and you know, as we play the right way and see the ball go through the rim and see us getting stops, our team get very confident, and we can only imagine when we get all our players back, the team that we can be.
Now you think about it also, right? So Kuzma has back tightness. That's why he missed the game.
What's going on with their stretching department,
That's
man?
That's a great point.
Are they not warming up before? Do they need bikes on the side to keep their hammies loose? Like, what's going on over there?
Dennis Schroeder has been out because he's in the health and safety protocols because of, I don't know exactly why. But
did he go to Philippe's or something? Went to Philippe's? Yeah, let's keep it real.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just saying he's out. No Kuzma, no LeBron, and they had to get it done with, you know, I mean, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope knocking down some threes.
I mean, those are bumps, though. You know, you think about
Alex
Morris.
Caruso making some threes, playing some defense. That's what you need. You needed the rest of the crew to get it done, and they did. And now you'll see. I mean, if you think about it, right? This is wouldn't you say if you're the NBA? And again, 888 say ESPN 888-729-3776 is, by the way, the number to call in, be part of the conversation. If you think the Lakers in a 7-10 is actually better for the league. I actually think it is.
Yeah, because you got star power there. So
Now your matchup is the Warriors.
Yes.
7-8 is Warriors.
Yes. Oh.
And the winner of that now advances to 7. The loser then has to play the 9-10, which is Grizzlies Spurs. So if you're like the league and you're the networks,
you got a mini tournament.
You're getting one of the Warriors or Lakers in 2 games that week. You kind of would take that, right? Because let me ask you this. You're watching all these games, right? The East, the West, all the play-in games. Are you watching Grizzlies Spurs?
No.
As much as you're watching.
No. First of all, Zion got a broke hand. They've been trying to get Zion. If Zion gets in.
A broken pinky, let's be specific.
Yeah. The least important finger. Way to go, Zion.
The one Ronnie Lott didn't need.
Yeah. He just cut it off, man. Why he just didn't say nip it off, man? I'm assuming he got big hands. I don't know if he got Junior Whopper hands, but yeah, if he got a long finger, he don't need a. Come
Zion
on.
Zion conversation is, yeah, that's one that.
So has anybody disappointed more than Zion and the Pelicans?
I don't know. Well, the team.
I'm saying the team, because when you look at all the parts, right, they should be at least the 8th. They should be better than the Spurs, man.
Think about it. The league has expanded the playoffs.
For Zion!
Just so he's at least still in it. And he can't get in? Come on, man. What more do we have to do? It's like seriously.
They're going to have a lottery at the end for the last 4 teams. Lottery is going to always
hit like
Zion.
Fan vote.
We'll
do a fan vote. We'll get one. The 8th seed is up to the fans, not up to us. Like, think about it this way. The you love Greg Popovich and all he's done for the Spurs.
Yes.
You love the Spurs organization. They've just been, you know, a model of just stability and consistency and success.
Yes.
And yet, being honest, if the league had its way, do you want the Spurs in? Do you want Zion and the Pelicans? What do you really want now?
It's more star power there. You think about Ingram. You think about Ball. You think about they should not be like the 11th seed. I just don't understand.
Not only the 11th seed, but 2 games back.
How's this team that bad? But hey, just put
they're
like
in the West.
They're 5 games they're 10 games above the Pistons. Like, that should be a fireball offense, man.
They are the.
They went and got a celebrity, one of the most popular coaches.
They're 6 games under 500.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, But to your point, I mean, I would love to see the Warriors and the Lakers go at it, because I think Steph would love nothing more than to go nuclear for 50 and send LeBron home when he doesn't have his main man Klay.
It would be, yeah, again, it's going
to
be interesting.
You got to watch. Just because you don't know what Steph's going to do.
I know. And they've got the Lakers. They've got four. Was it four games left, I believe?
Four.
Right?
Is it four?
Four games left.
This is the one they have to get. This has to be all hands on deck. This needs to be our most focused game, because we get through this. Well, what I'm saying, we like it. If they get through this, then they got Houston, which should be a winnable game.
Beatable.
And you know what? Indiana's not a pushover.
Well, that's
the
problem.
LeVert's been playing well.
Their last two games are, A, on the road towards the East. Very bizarre.
Yeah.
And they're playing the Pacers, who have a lot of internal issues going on with that team.
Yeah, but LeVert's been playing well. He's finally healthy after the surgery.
And they're putting up a lot of points.
Right.
But Pacers on Saturday at Indiana, and then a back-to-back the next day at New Orleans, from Indiana to New Orleans. Now, no Zion.
Yeah, I just wonder if that last game, like,
it's probably
they mailed it in.
Yeah, like Pelicans probably for them doesn't mean anything. But the point is, it's on a back-to-back. And then even still, if it's not enough to get you in, you go home, and then you got to play the 7-8 against the Warriors. And if, you know, like that, yeah, you know, you're going to host it, but still.
We're going to see how that back feels, for real.
There's no doubt about it. All right, that's Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract,
what's
no
the people?
Compromise. Yeah, let's grab a call or two here. We'll get into the next 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's say hi to Spike, who's now in Florida. Spike, how are you?
Spike, what the hell? You migrated down south?
I'm living the life in the warmth and enjoying every minute of my Knicks and watching as much hoops as I ever have. I miss you guys, but I listen every day. This is unbelievable, and I'm going to make a statement. Alan, you know you're the guy. This is great a job as Julius Randle has done, and Leon Rose should be the executive of the year. And what he did yesterday, having an off-shooting game, and then when the money was down, you know what you say, Bart, the stars show up. Mm-hmm. Derrick Rose is playing with such joy. And the camaraderie on this team is just, it's wonderful to watch after the drought we've been in. And they rough you up. They muck it up. They just make it rough on you. And I'm not afraid of anybody. Now, I'm smart enough to know that the talent is limited, but this guy's some coach. And these kids are having the ball. And that's all I got to say. I'm just so happy to talk to you about this. The smile on my face. Being in the warm weather and watching my team play so well. If you don't enjoy this, if you're a fan of a team and you don't enjoy this, you better go check yourself out somewhere.
Every Knicks fan's enjoying the Spike. I want to blow your mind before I let you go. You ready for this? Knicks Lakers play tomorrow night in L.A. The last time these two franchises met in May.
I know where you're going.
1973. And it was in L.A. In the NBA Finals, and the Knicks ran off the floor with the championship. Think about that for a minute. Obviously, it's the way the season is set up and all that stuff. But you could argue,
Spike, what part? Spike, what part of Florida did you move to? Are you in Boca, Delray?
I'm renting in St. Petersburg, and we're looking for a house in Dunedin. But listen, guys, the Yankees played Toronto Blue Jays, and I went to the game, the Blue Jays in Dunedin, and then the Toronto Raptors played 5 miles from me in what used to be called the St. Petersburg something. It's called the Amalie Arena or something
now. Yeah, it's in Tampa, downtown Tampa.
Yeah, right. I like St. Petersburg, man. But St. Petersburg go hard.
Yeah. Oh, it does?
Yeah.
All right, Spike. Hey, good to hear from you, Spike. Thank you so much. Hey, my uncle lives down that way.
When you go down spring training, man, you see why all the players don't be – so many strip clubs down there. Like, hold up, man. Is this like the mecca of strip clubs?
It is,
It's like strip club capital.
Is it like
it's like the Las Vegas all strip clubs.
I didn't want to say it that way. I'm like, you can't really call it the strip. But I guess
it's
that's
like
what you call
strip.
It's just everywhere, one after another. You are not wrong.
Just consolidate and make one big one. Like, what's all these little ones?
Almost like all the casinos where they all kind of go into the other. You just
consolidate.
You never have to go outside. Just go from here to here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Spike brings them up, so let's do it. We'll do Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger, and that would be Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks. That was the win yesterday, an impressive one, 106-100 in L.A. against the Clippers. Bart, the last time the Knicks won against the Clippers in L.A., November of 2010. Wow. You were still wearing green. You were a Jet.
Mm.
You were on your way to a conference championship game. Like, think about that. Like, how long?
That's
think
crazy.
About that.
That's crazy.
November of 2010, the last time they won a game. And so it's eight straight losses they had there. And this one, when you consider the Kawhi play, like, they weren't missing anybody.
Right.
Everybody. Patrick Beverley's back in the lineup.
I don't know about this Clippers team, man. I just can't trust them. It's like they're inconsistent.
They couldn't make a shot. They struggled from three. The Knicks defense, first of all, again, as you know, officiating lets you know how you can play this game. And the physicality was allowed. You know, in the game in Denver, it was not allowed. You could not play Jokic physically. You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So they took that out right away. The officials let you know we're not letting it happen. When they played against Kawhi and when they played against, you know, Paul George, that defense was stifling. And they were allowed to do it. Physicality was there. There was a lot of stuff going on in that game. And the Knicks pulled out what I would call, improbable.
That it was improbable.
It was an improbable win that they pulled out. Especially and it was an impressive one. Julius Randle had a great game, but he made big shots late.
Yeah.
And now they're set up. Really, they need the magic number's two. They need one win and a Celtic loss, and a Celtic loss again, by the way, to the Heat. One win or a Celtic loss.
That was embarrassing by the Celtics.
Yes.
They're not showing up.
Or two wins. We're going to talk Celtics with Jay Will when he joins us at one. But it's basically two wins by the Knicks or a loss for the Celtics and a win by the Knicks, and they lock up a top six,
yes,
which means they don't have to play in the 7-10,
right,
which
means we get four. We might get four games.
Four playoff games. Yeah.
Yes.
No, it guarantees you play. Like, but that's mind-blowing to think about where they are right now. It really is something to see what they did, how hard they've played, and what they've become. And everybody you talk to says the same thing. You look at this roster, you look at this team, and you just marvel at how are they doing this with what they have. Derrick Rose has found the fountain of youth. Talk about hot tub time machine. 25 points, 6 rebounds. He had 8 assists in this game. He had 19 on 9 of 10 in the first half. He was insane.
He carried him. He kept him in it.
Yeah, he played out of his mind. And Tom Thibodeau, I'll say it again. If they get the 4 seed, he's got to win Coach of the Year. Most of the votes are going to be in already, though.
Yeah.
Don't you think if they win in L.A. and come out of this 6-game road trip with a 4-2 record?
Yeah.
How could you not give him Coach of the Year?
It'd be hard not to.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be hard not to. He's done a tremendous job. Like Derrick Rose, and listen, I laughed. My liver was tickled so much, like, back in the day, because we knew what was happening in the second half. We knew their schedule was light. We thought in the second half. And remember whatever that company that you love so much that said what their chances of winning was the same as the Pistons.
Oh, that wonderful ESPN BPI?
Yeah, we were laughing, right? We was like, oh, they got the same chance. Oh, the Pistons got a better chance.
Yes.
And Derrick Rose went to the Pistons like, yeah, I want to try a chance to win the playoffs.
And the Pistons were like, we kind of think we have a chance.
They're like, where you want to go?
And
like,
no, you don't.
The Knicks? Like, what?
Yeah, that's what Dwayne Casey said.
Huh?
He said he came to me and said he wanted to have a chance to play in the playoffs. We were like, we kind of think we have a chance. Well, no, you don't.
Yeah, probably not so much.
But he's been what a – by the way – Dennis Smith Jr. and a second-round pick.
But that's
how you got Derrick Rose.
But that tells you just the comfort of everybody accepting and knowing their roles. Nobody's trying to do too much. Every once in a while, somebody gets hot and they have a great game like Derrick Rose. But being comfortable with management and believing in what they say and buying in, this doesn't happen without total buy-in, you know, from day one, especially into the defensive side of the ball. And everybody accepting their role. Julius is the guy, and Julius has led by example, and guys have fallen in line, but guys don't try and be Julius. They let Julius be Julius and understand that everything's going to work through him, and they accept it.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. That's why sometimes you see some of these superstar teams, nobody wants to accept their role and thrive in their role. Everybody wants to be the guy.
Or you struggle in having to take a role that maybe you're not comfortable with. But this is look, it helps to have a young team.
Yeah.
But it also helps to have some players who are vets who understand is what needs to be done, and they're getting it done. And that is, again, brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. So 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls on the Knicks, on the Lakers, and where they are right now. Can they avoid the 7-10, or do you kind of want to see it? Like, there's a place I'm looking at it like I kind of want to see it, because sure, you could say, well, now it gives the excuse because you had to play that extra game. I don't care. It's the play-in for the NBA. It's something to feel excited about. And what a marquee matchup it would be. And if the Lakers are in it, and how about in the East, the Celtics are in it? Two flagship franchise, part of something that the NBA wanted to try. It would be a lot of fun to watch. So your calls certainly on that, and the matchup of the Knicks and Lakers tomorrow night, how important it is for both teams. More to get to, of course, elsewhere in the world of sports. But your calls coming up next. And Bart now has this from the Home Depot.
Home Depot. Installing brand new carpet should mean putting your life on the line or putting your life on the hold. Enjoy a simplified installation experience at the Home Depot by licensed local professionals. With an unbeatable selection of affordable styles, colors, and fabrics that are durable with low maintenance, including options on odor and stain resistance. And right now, you can get the carpet installed for free. Get started today at Home Depot. Free carpet installation on purchase of $699 or more. No square footage minimum. Oh, man. No square footage minimum? That means I can get some now. You know what? I might do my garage. Includes in-stock styles.
And carpet?
U.S. only. Hey, man. Shagadelic. See stores for more details. Back after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Put some respect on the New York Knicks, like factual.
Right now, if I had a vote, he's got to be on one of the three teams.
Back to Randall. Wing right three at the shot clock. Buzzer! Buried it, and that might have been the dagger for Julius Randall.
They're still one of the better defensive teams in the league.
They've won in the most difficult way in the NBA, by defense.
There we go. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. The Knicks with a big win in L.A. against the Clippers. Stay in L.A. They play the Lakers tomorrow night. That's on TNT. You can also hear it on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
You don't force Chuck to have to talk about the Knicks? Thibodeau.
Well, I bet you they go there, like especially Kenny Smith. Kenny Smith has great respect for Tibbs and his coaching there. They'll talk Randall, of course, maybe a little Barrett. But I think they'll also talk about how it's a team without any, like, you don't know anybody on the Knicks. Like, this is just a team that's playing like a team. Whatever. And for those who understand something, too, whatever happens in the postseason, there's no expectations, none. So any thought of, well, everybody thinks the Knicks, no, nobody thinks anything. That's what makes this fun.
We're not delusional.
You don't expect anything to happen.
We're not delusional.
No, you just don't expect anything. But one thing you have to expect, though, is that when you get down to coach of the year, the job that Tom Thibodeau has done as far as coaching this team, Monty Williams did a great job with Phoenix. Quinn Snyder's done an unbelievable job in Utah.
They got superstars. They got superstars.
The missing element is exactly that. The Knicks don't have superstars, but what they have is a buy-in that you talked about, Bart, and that's something that starts with coaching. Jeff Van Gundy was a guest on KJD this morning. He talked about, this again, the remarkable work that Tibbs and his coaching staff and this team, Julius Randle, have all done together.
Thibodeau, what do they have, 38 wins right now, and they were predicted by Vegas to have 22.5.
Right.
It's astounding. He and Julius Randle, to me, have put together a season for the ages. And I think Leon Rose, what he was able to do in getting Derrick Rose so cheaply, he's been their second most important player. Alec Burke and Quickly, they've got terrific perimeter depth. So I think the components for overachievement, everybody gets to share in the credit, but Thibodeau has absolutely gotten them to defend every night. and play unselfish, sound basketball.
And it's been a fun season. Of course, you can worry about, well, how do they make it better and who can they add? You can worry about all that stuff some other time. The bottom line is that it's hard to deny that they are a really good story. Now, again, look at the league. It's a 72-game season this year. It's shorter. The Lakers have had their injuries. They were a great story for most of the season until then. I think the Celtics are a disappointment. We'll talk more about that.
The Raptors.
Toronto. Well, I'm going to give Toronto this.
Even Chicago. Like, they made the big trade.
That's what's shocking.
So is LaVine still gettable?
No. The next thing they do is sign him long term. But you have – Toronto's a different story. Toronto had to play their whole season on the road.
That's true.
I mean, they've lived in Tampa.
Right. No family, no nothing. Yeah.
Some have a family, but in a hotel or in some type of situation, it's just basically been – a full year on the road. They can't wait to let's just go back home and get this right. And when they open next season, and hopefully it's a full building in Toronto and they get their crowd, you know, they do still have talent on that team. We'll see what happens with Kyle Lowry. But you could say, again, how the East is set up for some teams to take advantage of it. Celtics in a down year. Toronto didn't make it. You know, isn't going to make it.
Yeah.
You could say, well, that can happen. But next year, that's not going to happen. Okay, that's fine. Right now is all that matters.
Exactly.
Right now is obviously what matters most. And what matters most is you and your calls. 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance with insurance for cars, homes, boats, and motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Let's take Stan in Kalamazoo. Stan.
That's my hood. Derek Jeter.
You know it, man. Kalamazoo Central. Yes. Hey guys, love the show. Listen to a lot of sports radio. Great show. Best on the air, I believe.
Thank you.
I hate to see, it's kind of tough for me to see what the Knicks are doing because Bart over here in Kalamazoo, we got a lot of Bulls fans.
Mm.
So, it was tough to see the Bulls move to New York and have the success that they're having.
Taj,
but I'm really
Derrick
happy.
Rose, Tibbs.
I'm happy for Derrick Rose. Yeah, I'm happy for Derrick Rose. So happy. Longtime Bulls fan and watched everything he went through and so happy for him. Bringing him and Taj over had to help.
And it been on brand,
sets
too,
the
right?
Standard. Thank you, Stan.
It been on brand, too, right? Like, because we always talk about, like, first thing that Rex did when he came over to start a job is he brought guys over that he can trust, that can sell his mission statement in the locker room. It can be.
That's why you were such an important piece for him when he got the job.
And so you look at Taj and you look at Derrick Rose and what they've been able to do. And Derrick Rose is a little bit more capable in his career in contributing. You know, Taj at this point is just a wily vet that still got a couple of tricks up his sleeve.
He's contributing,
and
though.
He got that grown man strength, man.
He's contributing, though.
This dude got a full bodysuit on, man.
You love that. I know. You absolutely love that.
I wonder if he got, like, chest plates, like the little Superman. You know when your kids get, like, the little Superman muscle suit?
Yes.
I wonder if he got, like, chest part at the top of it.
Braxton in West Virginia. Braxton.
Hey, guys. Just want to go back on the topic of the Lakers.
Yeah.
I think people need to remember that for about – until LeBron's injury, him and Curry were the 1 and 2 MVP candidate. Like, he is undisputably.
It was Bron, I believe it was Bron and Harden, I believe, for a long time
exactly.
were a big part of the debate because James had played so great since he went over to Brooklyn, and the argument was LeBron, you know, what he was doing with the Lakers. They were the number one, number two defensive team. They were number one in the West, playing a ton of minutes. He refused to take nights off. Like, that whole story was being written up until the injuries. So those two guys, and then they've fallen out of the conversation. I can tell you, Braxton, Jokic is winning it.
Yeah.
I mean, Jokic is winning this thing.
How quiet did it get for, like, I mean, you look at the Sixers, they're in first place. How did it get so quiet for Joel Embiid? Like, I don't get it, right? I mean,
it's because he missed almost 20 games.
Yeah, but I'm saying we're sitting here and we're glowing over what Davis did yesterday. That's a typical night for Jokic and Embiid. That's like a regular night.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, at least, you know, a 25, 10, and 5.
Yeah, the 40. That's a normal night. And, and his team is in first place. And, you know, Simmons has been down. And like, I understand he missed 20 games, but.
No, but that's a good team. And at full health, they're that team you're looking at. Can they take on the Nets at full health? That's what I'm looking forward to in the East. Let's see. Let's go to George in New Jersey. George.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I've been a Knicks fan since 84, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm praying that the New Orleans Pelicans fail. Not that Zion gets hurt at all, but that they fail this year and next year.
Why?
Because I think Zion is eyeing New York, and I think if we get him with Julius Randle and all the other pieces and the coaching by Thibodeau, I think we have a championship team, and I don't think I'm exaggerating at all with that. I think he likes New York. I think he wants to come to New York. So I'm praying for Pelicans failure. I'm not even going to lie to you.
You still need a guard, man. You want to get another power forward, him and Obi. Like, Obi's leaving, right?
Listen,
so Obi's not going to be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't even lie to you.
Don't ever forget.
I'm just saying, man. Like, go for Devin Booker, man. Hope that Chris Paul retire.
Well, RJ, remember, is a two guard. So if he's your lure for LeBron, you got to keep RJ. But the point guard certainly is that area that you are watching. Is Derrick Rose is 32, is nice off the bench. They don't have a starting point guard. I mean, they don't have one.
Right.
You've got to get one, but they don't have one.
What they got to do from Spain?
Oh, Luka. Yeah, they have Luka.
We got Luka. Joe's
in North Carolina.
Luka.
Joe.
Hello.
How you doing, Joe?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to say I like your show, and getting money from ESPN. So basically right now at this time of year, normally everybody will be tanking. They're not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN is worried about the Lakers not playing because they're not getting viewers. However, let me be the first one to say that Ja Morant is going to be like Luka and all of them, the face of the NBA, and this is hopefully going to be a coming-out party for him.
That's a great
point. So don't cry too much for the Lakers.
No, you know what, though? Joe, that's actually a good point. It's like this will be the showcase for that next – and the bubble was, you know, for a guy like Jamal Murray, for Donovan Mitchell, you know, for Devin Booker. For Luka. You know, that step back that Luka hit, and maybe for Ja Morant, as Joe mentions, maybe in a play-in game, Ja has a moment that everybody that, you know,
so
jumps off the
so
page.
So it's 9-10, right?
9-10. Yeah, he played the Spurs.
I mean, when you much
things stay the same.
When you much rather, like, Memphis get in other than the Spurs, kind of like we've been there, done that with
Well,
them.
Memphis, New Orleans would be, then you'd have that, you know, the number one pick versus number two pick trying to make the playoffs for the
trying
first time.
Trying to create a rivalry.
That's what you'd have, but typical of the Spurs and Popovich, they always find a way to like
boxing one. They go to Princeton Foursquare.
Back
like come
doors
on, man.
And all that.
Come on, man! Like he holding the like, we got 15,000. We got, you know, 15 less possessions
again. It's the
per
old,
half.
It's the old man at the Y, who nobody wants to play, but he never misses a damn shot. You're like, all right, already
4 passes before we shoot. Shot.
Barton Hahn coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. 888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776. Coming up, a story, a baseball story that not only involves a great pitcher, like, I mean, like, probably the best in the game right now, and an injury situation with him, but in New York, a story that involves a rat or a raccoon, or maybe both. We'll find out next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
We are back. Yeah, we're back. Of course
look,
we're back.
Check this out. I forgot I unplugged.
You didn't even plug in?
I plugged out to go get some coffee.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Jay Will's going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. And Bart was just talking about how cool it would be to just randomly, since you do a lot for Progressive, you've done a lot of great stuff for them over the last week.
Trying to be.
You know, just randomly appear in a commercial. You and Flo, like, have Flo just talking. All of a sudden, there's Bart Scott. Can't wait.
Yeah, I could fall on my hoverboard or something. Be like, oh, hopefully you're covered, Bart.
Right.
Oh,
like,
thank
you. Just something like that. But it would be hilarious.
Yeah, me and Flo need to get together, man.
Got to work that out.
What's up, Flo?
Just put it out there in the world. That's why I did that. Maybe we'll get Bart and his Can't Wait in a Progressive commercial.
Yes.
If I can make that happen, you know how happy I'd be?
Can't wait for them.
Just to see that.
Slash the prices.
Can't
you know
wait for
saying?
Them save for that savings.
Oh, man.
Anything.
find
can't
a new home.
Can't wait for that Name Your Price tool.
Oh, we can put it in the bundle. All that.
In a bundle.
The Can't Wait Price
Tool.
Can't
Wait Bundle.
We just shooting them up. Right. Yeah, you're slashing, getting
discounts.
And then
Flo has to take it from you because it's like, Bart, that's too much. Too much discounts.
Oh.
Too many discounts.
It's never too much.
Well, is there too many no-hitters? That's the question. Because yesterday, by the way, this is, let me get it right, the MLB Weekend Recap brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. So Wade Miley of the Reds threw a no-hitter. That's four now on the season. Actually, five if you consider Madison Bumgarner's that they didn't count because it's only seven innings. So hey, listen to Jeff Passan. I'll play it for you. Jeff Passan is talking about how maybe these no-hitters in baseball early this season might not be such a good thing.
While no-hitters in and of themselves are incredible events, they're indicative of a problem that's been coming for a long time, which is that strikeouts, generally speaking, have gotten so out of control and batted balls have become so infrequent that you have this perfect storm that's leading to an abundance of no-hitters. When you see an April in which there are 1,092 more strikeouts than hits, more than there's ever been in any month in the history of the game, you know that the pitching-hitting balance is out of whack.
So this is what I don't understand. Like, so why do we have to get it back in whack? How about the hitters become better? How about they be more patient? How about they choke up on the bat,
well, that,
try to make contact, quit swinging for the fences? Because last year they got all fat because the baseball was juiced and they had no damn seams, and you had damn pitchers trying to scratch the ball, you know, keep their fingernails long so they can try and be able to have some texture on the ball. Now the seams are back. Now we got the movement back. Now that ball – you know what was funny? Because I saw – remember yesterday – well, yesterday I saw Soto – going against Herman.
Mm-hmm.
And Herman, like, threw a pitch, and Soto kind of chased him, was like, oh. And he was like, ah, like, yeah, check out the movement of the ball. Yeah. And I think it's because they get better grip because now you have the seams are higher and they're raised.
And they
a
realized
higher.
There was an issue with the
ball
last year.
Right, and it was an
issue
because last year the balance was out of whack on the other side because you had guys like Verlander saying, hey, man, like, this – I don't give up these type of hits. Like, the ball is not the same. It's juiced up. You had a guy like Brett Gardner, who never hits in August, hitting homers all through August. How Brett Gardner look right now? Exactly. So right now, you talk about the batters have to adjust, right? Don't blame it on the pitching. The pitching is just superior right now because the batters got fat last year.
Let me mention also, too, so Jacob deGrom in his start yesterday actually went through four innings. He was perfect, and then the fifth inning gave up a run, then left the game with side or back soreness or side soreness. MRI today came through. They think the initial prognosis is good. He should be okay. But remember, he missed the start due to a lat injury or lat soreness. So he's dealing with that. So on the Mets side of things, a little bit of concern for their very important pitcher. More concern over the weekend, though, for the Mets is they had some issues with their – now, it looked like something happened between McNeil and Lindor. They say, oh, no, we saw a rat, we think, or whatever it was. We'll discuss it. We'll go deeper into this story in the 1 o'clock
hour. You can't just leave him with a cliffhanger
it's
like
just
that.
Really
you just go give him the cliffhanger
well,
like
we
that.
We want them to keep listening, Bart.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. You never know what's coming next on
teenage
the show. But that does include
teenage.
Jay Will is going to join us as we get into the NBA. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Wheezy.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.